G'day punters and welcome to the Members Only Podcast for Day 2 of the Championships, joined by the birthday boy, Blake Johnson, and Benny Said down in Ocean Grove. How are you, mate?
Good, lads. Good. Good to be a part of BJ's birthday. This is nice.
It's very nice.
Special edition birthday podcast.
Yeah,
special
if you were edition. Here this weekend, we were going for a burger soon.
Something. Oh, very good.
Birthday chicken burger. Yeah, it'd be nice. I'm excited. I'm starting to get hungry for that.
It's a little bit like that. I'm hungry for some winners.
Yeah, me too.
Day two.
At least 10 at Randwick on Saturday. So let's, Lloydie and I spoke about the group ones on the podcast this weekend because it was just you and I.
It was.
So we had plenty of time to have a chat.
Yeah.
But we'll get Benny's opinion and we can chime in.
Benny's going all right in the group ones at the moment. Chain of Lightning last weekend.
That's a good effort.
He had something on her. I don't know how. I think the dartboard out in the garage got a bit of a workout.
She you could easily overlook her, but her recent run in Sydney was very good, caught wide. She obviously improved a fair bit ran to her absolute best to be competitive there and got the job done at a nice price. So that was nice.
It was.
Maybe all of them were below their best.
Yeah, I think so.
You'd think so.
Well, look, Imperatrice has obviously been retired since, so maybe she was sort of, maybe she peaked a bit through the earlier parts of the autumn.
Mm.
Maybe it was Chain of Lightning's birthday.
Could have been.
Yeah.
I think it
definitely was. Look, I don't know if she'll win another one, but
it's on the CV Saturday. Now, so she's a Group 1 winner.
That's
so.
Right. Doesn't need to do much more. This week, Benny, have you had a chance to have much of a look at the four big Group 1s up at Royal Randwick for Day 2 of the Championships?
Yeah, look, I've had a good look. I think in the Oaks, I think they're running for second. I think Orchestral, I'm just really excited to see what she does over this longer trip. I thought she was very good late. To fight off Zardozzi the other day. Autumn Angel was very good with a big weight last week on the quick backup. But there's one in it that's 120-1. I think it's a top four chance. Piplup? Is it Piplup?
Yeah.
Same roughie that BJ found yesterday.
Yeah, it went all right in that vinery, didn't it?
Yeah, I thought it ran well. Like, I don't think it should be that price. I think... Yeah, I just thought if you wanted to find a roughie, I think it'd be it.
200 to 1.
Yeah, like that's a crazy price in a field where a couple of them may not stay the trip. I think this filly definitely will off her vinery run. She's bred to eat up the ground, so yeah, it might be a shout at a big price.
Yeah, the last few strides were good.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna change my best roughie. I still think it's a decent roughie, but I think Basilina's the best roughie.
Oh, yeah, out of the VRC Oaks.
VRC Oaks at a fourth or fifth career start.
Yep.
She got penalised by Zardozzi, but I think she just got there a little bit soon. The market liked her. She started around 750. But the two times she's clashed with Autumn Angel, she's been thereabouts.
Yeah.
Like, she was really good in the spring behind her, and then there was only, less than a neck between them in that CUNY Stakes. She hit the line really nicely. And then she didn't handle Moonee Valley last start. She just wobbled around the corner, picked back up second best last 200 of the race, $26. There's too much between those two.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I agree. She probably had a couple of excuses to them a couple of times against Autumn Angel. I've always had a lot of time for her. They're good trainers too, David and Emily Brown, obviously from New Zealand. Stable's going well, and they've always had a big opinion of this filly. So, yeah, Beach, I think you're on the money.
There you go, big call. Anything else in the Group Ones, Benny, that tickles your fancy this weekend? We've obviously got the Queen Elizabeth, which see a fair bit of Melbourne form there. Pride of Jenny and Mr. Brightside head north.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Via Sistina, she was quite devastating on her Australian debut. Going to be very hard to beat. I think Pride of Jet, we know she's going to be thereabouts. She's going to run it along as she likes. I can't have Mr. Brightside. I know he's double figures in the market, but I just, I don't like the prep. I think it's been a bit too busy off them couple of hard runs early on. Look, I know these horses don't come around very often, but I just think they're over racing him a touch. I don't know what your boy's opinion is, but that's my opinion. What do you think of Chow Wolf, B? Did you give it a chance?
Probably not. I think he was good last week, but
It's just different level completely, isn't it?
Different level.
Like... Yeah, absolutely. It is. I just was wondering if Beach gave him a little sniff.
It's going to be a staying test, given prior to Jenny is in the race. You look at it and you go, all right, what are the horses on the rise? And they're the horses through the Ram Vet. So
yes.
Via Sistina, she can bounce off that first up run. But then you can look at it from another angle and say, okay, Pride of Jenny's had a couple of grand finals, but she's going to put Via Sistina out of her comfort zone. So if you were going to look at it like it was going to be an even tempo, you'd probably side with Via Sistina getting over the top of them. But you look at it from a tempo perspective with Pride of Jenny in the race, you got to say that Pride of Jenny will look the winner at the furlong.
Yep.
And Declan can probably go harder than he did now that she's had that 2,000-metre run under her belt. He's had that experience riding her in a 2,000-metre race.
Yep.
He'll probably rate her a little bit better.
Yeah, quite possibly. She was very good in that Australian Cup.
I don't see – and the other one's probably Cascadian. Like, I don't see how he's the same price as Mr. Brightside. Like, he went straight past him last start. I just think people forget about him a little bit, how good this horse is. He's a bloody star. And, well, this is a good race, but I think there should be – like, I think he should be around $6 or $7 and Brightside about 12 maybe, 10 or 12, which he is. So,
yep.
I think they've might have forgotten about Cascadian a little bit.
He copped a 12 out of 10. I think that's probably why.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a peach. We might get into the bets for Saturday, hey? We've only got the four early plays so far. Benny waiting on his track walker at Bendigo on Saturday morning to potentially send a few out. I know I personally won't be adding any others. BJ, any other?
Maybe at Newcastle. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
As it stands, big day for the double S. If you like your omens, all four of our early plays have got a double S. How about that?
That's interesting.
That is interesting. Means absolutely jack.
No, I like it.
But it could be onto something. So, Benny, if you're going to send something at Bendigo, make sure it's got double S's. Let's start off with the Provincial Midway Final, Race 3, Horse 8, Territory Express.
Yep. He's gone off a little bit, $5 into around $4.20, $3.90 some places. I think that's the key lead up, the Ajax Stakes. He was good winning and getting into this final first up, getting over the top of Willowdale, and then he bounced to that race. He split Democracy Manifest and Detonated Jack in the Ajax, and he probably should have won the race. Mm-hmm. He was a bit stiff. It was a great ride by Zach, which he needs every time, but he does have that turn of foot that he can take gaps when they do present themselves. But he half got put sideways at the furlong, and he's one stride after the post, he's in front. Democracy Manifest and Detonator Jack have both only been beaten less than three lengths in the Doncaster, and if this horse had a one, he probably would have went that way and not this race. So I think he is a very good horse. He's well suited in this race, and I think that he's going to be hard to beat. So we're going to back him accordingly.
Yep.
And then we're going to go to the Arrowfield Stakes, and we're going to back Osmosis. Just complete excuse first up.
Yep.
Bungled the start, Rachel lost her iron. So put a line through that, been back to the trials, began well, under a stranglehold over the concluding stages. There was a drift on him in the Galaxy, but that was just him getting out to where he should have been in the market anyway. And if he goes around and gets beat a couple of lengths in that Galaxy, he's an odds-on pop here. So put a pen through that race. And then in the He did trial good. Under a stranglehold, I liked it.
Yeah.
And then in the last, we're going to back Miss Hellfire. She was a forgive run first up. She was well supported, in limited room, pulled up coughing, and then they saved her from that Chain of Lightning race from a wide draw. They scratched her, so she draws better here. I think that she should be single figures, and there isn't much. She should be shorter than Wee Nessie and Say Magic in the market, in my opinion.
Fair enough. The only bet that I'm having on Saturday is Doomben Race 7, number one, Miss Jolene. She's got to give this field a lot of weight. It's a three-year-old handicap, and she has to lug the 60 kilos and give most of her rivals 5 and 6 kilos. But I just think she's different gravy to them. Kelly Sweeter took her to Sydney in the spring, ran her in the T-Rose and the Flight Stakes. She was good closing in the flight behind Tropical Squall, who's come out and won a Group 1 since. I loved
She's in the market in another Group 1 on Saturday.
Yeah, I'll give her a big chance on Saturday. I loved her first up run. She was three wide against the older horses in Class 2 company. She ran the fastest last 200 metres of that race, third fastest last 200 of the meeting. And that was after being three wide, first up off just one really soft barrier trial. So I think there's plenty of improvement. You know, barrier one, she's just going to get a cozy little run and she'll get out late. Whereas the current favourite, Tony Gollan's mare, she's a month between runs, 1600 back to 1300. She was really soft late, so I'm keen to be against her, gap her. I think Miss Jolene is just different gravy.
Get her home.
Get her home. Yep. Benny, obviously no tips out yet, mate, but is there anything that sort of you're waiting on or a particular horse that you're keen to see tomorrow? I know Moby Dick is one horse that you've got a fair opinion of. Goes around against one of my favourites, Skybird.
Yeah, it's... Look, I think I'm fair chance of sending him. I think he's pretty special. Just want around $2. I'm just going to see if there's scratches and stuff in the morning. We don't want too many deductions with him, but I think he'd be hard to beat. And the filly I was keen on in Adelaide, they've actually scratched to run at Bendigo, Coco's son. Mm-hmm. So she's one of them ones that's drawn wide. So I just want to dot my I's and cross my T's that they're going to be able to make ground. They usually do on Bendigo Gold Mile Day, and the track's in the soft range at the moment. So I'm hoping that they do get down the middle, and if so, I'll be sending her out. Obviously, we won't know till they're racing, but we'll just see how this track comes up. But I like her, Coco Sun.
Lovely.
Cool. Have a good day, Bring Benny. Home. And good luck, punters, tomorrow.
Come on, boys.
Let's get him.
Good luck. Thanks, Dave.
Into him.